Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, producer, director Luca Ciccarelli, and award-winning actor Randy Becker.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Alice Austin. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am amazed at how this show has come together in the sense that the way this show came together is exactly what this is about, in the sense that here we are live in the studio, and we got here live in the studio in this way. Somebody I know, we know, we've had on the show and love, Ramon Gouveia Gomez, asked me to connect with a friend of his, Luca Ciccarelli. And now after that connection, Luca's on the show. And Luca said, hey, you should have Randy Becker on the show. And now, because of that connection, Randy's on the show. And we're all going to be live here in just a few minutes. And our musical guest, Alice Austin, our engineer here at Studio NoHo, Brent Hahn, says, hey, I've just met Alice Austin. She should be on the show. And here she is. And so because of the community that we're building, because of the fact that we are looking to expand through this social consciousness and this social awareness vehicle, here we are. We have kind of created in this moment a little social impact live event here in the studio with some special guests as well that are hanging out with us, and it grows. So with that, can't wait to bring on our guests, Luca Ciccarelli, Randy Becker, and a little later on, our musical guest, Alice Austin, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio with our guest, Luca Ciccarelli, who will be here just shortly, and our producer, Mark Legere, who's sitting right here. Your voice sounds a little tired.
It is a little tired.
What have you been doing this weekend?
I've been busy.
Well, you know why I say that. Because you had a live event that was a lot of fun and something special. So it's live events. Those are the things.
They are the things. And that's the things that we're going to be much more about, too.
Yeah, and that's why this show, too, because I'm going to be about a part of Luca's live event. And Randy Becker has asked us to be, in some ways, part of his live event. So it's just growing and growing. And so let's bring on Luca and find out about his live event. So he is a lot of things, actually. He's a really cool guy. I would say kind of like a Renaissance man. And a lot of it centers around film and being Italian. So as a matter of fact, he's an Italo-American director, producer, and creative director of Cine Festa, Italian Film, Food, and Cultural Festival. He's a lot more, but let's welcome to the show Luca Ciccarelli.
Thank you for having me here, Filippo Voltaggio.
I don't know that anyone has ever said my name as good as he just did on this show. welcome. So actually, a little later on, we're going to have Randy Becker on, and we'll introduce him. But he's doing a live event. You're doing a live event. It's about live events nowadays.
Very much so. It's and it, what's remarkable is to what degree people want to come together. People want to be coming out. You've had the explosion of meetups, and people are really wanting to connect in a different way.
Right. And so because they spend so much time, especially with entrepreneurs and all that, we spend so much time at home or so much time alone or just so much time with the kids or the family or whatever. So the thing, it's like finding things that bring people together and that revolve around things that are of interest to you, right?
Finding commonality.
Mm.
And there's personal growth, and then there's entertainment. And, you know, since the dawn of time, entertainment has been what brought people into the cave, into the theater, into the piazza.
Oh, they used to show movies in the caves at the dawn of time. That's what was happening.
Well, the first movies, the Lumiere brothers were screening in the piazza.
Oh, wow.
Starting in France, and then they made their way down through Europe. But basically, they'd roll into town, they'd shoot some frames, then they'd project them back to the locals.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's cool.
It is very cool. Actually, I have another movie about that. We'll talk about that on another side.
Oh, yeah, and you have so many movies, too. So this particular live event is going to be Cine Festa, Italian Film, Food, and Cultural Festival in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yes.
So tell us about it. Why Italian? Why film? Why food and culture?
New Mexico, few people understand know that Santa Fe is the oldest capital in the United States.
I didn't know that.
It's the highest altitude. It is the best preserved capital. It has a zest and a zeal for culture, food, the land, the earth. It's called the Land of Enchantment, is New Mexico. And so there's a synergy between those things that, you know, you talk about Italians and they have this quality of life and they have a love for the earth, for the air, for the sea, for the food, for the wine, even for the right quality water.
That's what I knew as the Land of Enchantment.
Exactly. Well, there's a lot of that in New Mexico.
Wow.
You know, there's a fledgling Italian community.
Mm.
You know, there's Los Alamos National Labs, so you have a lot of scientists coming. But then you have, you know, the third, fourth largest art market in the United States after Los Angeles and New York and some other cities. Santa Fe is a cultural destination. It's also a tourist destination. So bring those things together, and what is born is Cine Festa Italia in Santa Fe. What we were looking to do was create a mostly pedestrian festival that revolved around the celebration of cinema, food, wine. You know, we're also going to be having a slow food event, which ties in perfectly with
slow films.
Well, I wouldn't say slow films. And actually, you'd be surprised. You know, there's a kinesis in Italian cinema right now, which we'll probably talk about in a bit.
But I'm not putting it down.
There's a different cadencing, a different pacing.
Right.
And we're used to
artsy and story.
It's a completely different funding mechanism. So that leads itself to a different vocabulary, a different cadencing, which is what I love so much about these films, is that you see a different sense of audience expectation in the rhythm of the storytelling.
Absolutely. I want you to know for sure, and the audience to know for sure, I'm not I might have been making a joke and bringing that in, but I'm not making fun of it. I watch a lot of old films because I like staring at the actor for a while and trying to get into what they're thinking about, kind of thing. You know, I like storyline. It doesn't have to be, things don't have to be blowing up all the time for me. So I watch a lot of independent films, and this is what I'm getting excited about. And that's what I meant by slow films. There's got to be another word, but how do we say it?
Well, we try not to say art house. We try not to say slow European. But, you know, I think there are audiences that are geared to a certain pace that we have in the American markets and the bigger European markets. But these are films that hold their own and really get into character exploration, which
right.
is absolutely captivating and riveting.
Right.
And the cadencing and the speed is all there. It's just, it's gurgling under the surface. And the audience has to do a little bit more work, but you get that payoff.
Yes. Yes. I like that. Okay, so you started to say about slow films before I interrupted you.
Well, I was actually talking about slow food.
Oh gosh, slow food.
Well, you know, that's the slow food. The slow food movement, you know, was born in Italy, in the little hilltop towns that said no to some of the big fast food chains, and from there, it, you know, kind of went around the world. And so, there's a slow food chapter in Santa Fe. Mm. There's a wonderful farmers market, and coming back to that whole pedestrian thing, it's, you know, take a moment, walk around in this beautiful pedestrian town. You know, try some foods you've never had before. We have the Spinato brothers coming from Sicily, bringing things that you can't find anywhere here. We actually had them shipped from Italy, from Sicily, to Santa Fe, that you can have these foods. Enjoy the films. Enjoy the artigianato. How do you say artigianato? The handmade mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
You know, shops. We have artists coming from Italy. We have ceramics being sent over, and you know, the whole thing really revolves around the celebration of cinema and food.
You know, it's interesting. I've been to some events that have had Italian products and Italian food products shipped from Italy and then made here or assembled here or what have you. There is a huge difference. A lot of this stuff can't be mass produced and shipped here because it will spoil or it doesn't have a shelf life or what have you. So you get to experience things that are like out of our world.
Well, and then the other thing is, you know, everywhere I go, I mean, I live in Los Angeles, but, you know, I've spent 20 years in Europe, 20 years in Santa Fe. Anywhere I go, people are always enthralled by Santa Fe. There's a mystique about it. Everyone wants a reason to go there. So we thought, well, if we can tap into this Italian-American community that is so pervasive throughout the states, and excite them to come to Santa Fe to experience this, you know, not your common festival and not your common town. Actually, the Santa Fe is referred to as the city different. That's how it refers to itself.
The city different.
The city different.
Wow. Huh,
so we're having.
That. I didn't have it either.
We're having the festival different and the city different and the land of enchantment, and we invite everyone.
Wow.
To join us.
He just painted a picture. I want to go. Can I come?
Well, it's funny you should say that. You know, Filippo, I've been thinking. I was wondering. How would you feel about emceeing?
Oh, let me think about that. Oh, yeah, I would love it.
Done. Let's do it. Next week, you and me, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
June 1st.
June 1st through 4th.
To the 4th.
We are going to have a blast.
Yes. Of course, this has been planned, but yes. yes. It really, I'm really getting excited about it because, and I've been excited about it. I've told so many people, and the question is, it's like, well, I haven't heard of this. It's like, well, this is the first year. Yeah. And it's growing and it's building. And you know, I think it's brilliant because as a singer, I've sung at a lot of Italian festivals and throughout the country. And they're starting to slow down, which is sad. But at the same time, usually when something slows down in the sense that fewer people start to go to something, something else starts to build, right? And this potentially could be the something else.
Well, and
this kind of event that you're putting on.
Absolutely. And what really excites me is that I'm getting very contemporary films. Some of the films, I don't know until the last minute if I can actually secure the licensing, the rights, because they're in between an American distributor and an Italian or French one. And what that excites me profoundly because I'm bringing audiences films that haven't been seen yet, or have only been seen on certain platform or festival markets. Ideally, ultimately, the goal is Cinefesta Italia is something that can travel, but it's also an opportunity for distributors and other festival curators to come and handpick some films.
Wow.
We're also going to be opening it up to competition as well, certainly with an emphasis on finding new voices, first-time directors, which is something that's very dear to my heart. So first-time directors, up-and-coming directors, and, you know, so I'm certainly looking for films that are marketable within our audiences.
Now, I know you're a director yourself, and we've talked about you and I have talked about some of your films and you've produced and all of that. How did you get into this? Because this is like the business side where the directors and producers usually don't want to get involved on this side, but because it's a different kind of work.
It is, and it's fascinating. You know, being on the other, on the festival curating side, ultimately it's like producing. It's like line producing or producing. It's a lot of moving parts, and it all has to come together in some magical, synergistic way. So you surround yourself with people that are better than you and good people and scope out good films. So on that level, it's like finding a good department head. You find co-creatives that you can work with well, and you find the best product that you can find. Why am I involved is because I was very active in the Santa Fe and greater New Mexico area as a producer and as a filmmaker. And I was known for being an Italian transplant. And when they decided, you know, Lisa Contarino and Lino Pertusini, Lino Pertusini is the honorary consul of Santa Fe. And Lisa Contarino is the executive director of the Cinefesta. When they decided, I mean, we didn't have the name back then, but they said, let's do this festival, which originally was a spinoff of another charity festival organized by Italians in Albuquerque. They asked me if I would want to choose the films because I'm the filmmaker in the club, so to speak. And I said, well, actually, I do have some ideas about that. And then one thing led to another, and they asked me to be the creative director and in charge of programming.
You are the epitome of the comedians that say, you know, you hear this person speaking perfect English, and then they break out into the Spanish accent. You do it with the Italian.
I was just going to say that, which I'm used to you doing that. So sitting here between the two of you, I really feel like I'm from Cleveland.
Well, but the thing is well, right, because I do it without, I don't have an accent when I speak that I know of. I have a Californian accent, but you don't have an Italian accent. And so what is your, what you're...
Well, I'm a Trinash.
A Trinash?
A Trinash.
What the heck is a Trinash?
A Trinash is an ideal director for international co-producers because he has three nationalities, three passports, or she. In my case,
or a spy.
That includes a spy nash. Usually you get different names with those, but I get one name, but I get to use it in three different countries. I was born in England.
Oh, you were born in England?
I was born in the UK before 1978.
What does that mean before 1970?
Well, Thatcher changed some of the rules around these immigrants coming in and becoming Brits.
Oh, okay.
You know, we can't have that anymore.
So that's how you became a... So you're a Brit.
I was born a Brit to an Italian father and to an American mother. So then I came out with my rainbow passports. And you know, so I was very fortunate on that level, because it's given me a lot of mobility, you know, kind of a tri-coastal mobility. So basically multicultural, but not really ever having one true home. So it's a curse and a blessing, you know, it's both.
Well, you can consider the studio home.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I feel very comfortable here.
I'm glad you did.
I'll become a staple on the show.
Our home is...
We can banter in Italian.
If it were an Italian show, unlike your film festival, Cinefesta is an Italian film festival. Do you think that'll ever grow into other nationalities, come to think of it? Like maybe Trinash?
Yeah, the Trinash Fest. It seems that their most communities do have their own festivals to celebrate their own cinema.
Oh, and really? Okay.
And especially now with, you know, a much more democratized distribution platforms, there's more need for content. You have more, so to speak, pipelines that have to get fed with content. So you have people similar to me for their respective countries who, you know, start bringing in product that then gets fed through into the various distribution platforms. So I, you know, I know that there's a series of cultural film festivals.
And technically that would be like an international film festival, and there are those as well.
So. Right, but the international film festivals are generally going to touch upon each country instead of being as restrictive or selective as one specific country.
Right. Well, no, I love this. I was just wondering.
Well, and, you know, I should clarify that, you know, some of the films, I mean, a lot of the films, they're not just Italian. In the same way that in Italy you have regional variations in dialect that almost lead to different cultures and different languages. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of our films, for example, Vergine Giurata, Sworn Virgin, absolutely wonderful film. It's got Italian, French, and Albanian in it.
Wow.
We have another one which is in English. Some, especially also some of the short films, you know, made by Italian filmmakers living in England or in the States. So, you know, I think what brings it together is the bloodline, we should say.
The blood.
There's some kind of Italian. There's an Italian connection to the filmmaker has to have some kind of Italian heritage. Yeah.
Okay.
Now the features that we're doing are all out of Italy, which has been a fun journey. It's getting to know these Italian distributors, who've been absolutely wonderful. But it's, you know, thank goodness that I can speak Italian, because these negotiations would not have happened with if that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot you have learned in this process. And if the listeners want to learn more about what we're talking about, Cine Festa Italia, right?
Correct.
.com.
And you can just search Cine Festa, like Cine Festa.
Mm-hmm.
You can just do a internet search and we'll pop up immediately.
And it's June 1st through the 4th. And as a matter of fact, there's a whole cultural festival happening in Santa Fe all the month of June.
Yeah, it's you know, the Italian cultural community have planned out a whole host of events, from learning how to make pizza to, you know, exhibits to various different things, all of which you can see on our website. So we have the first 4 days that are dedicated to the film festival. You know, where we have, you know, gala events and buffets and parties, so, you know, the various fanfare you'd expect at any film festival. And then for the remainder of the month, it keeps going.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and thank you for asking me to be part of it, to be master of ceremonies. And I know that Life Changes, or people should know, Life Changes is a proud sponsor of the Cine Festa Italia. And if you want to know when the films are, like on Friday between 5:15 and 7:15, you're gonna be with me watching Vergine Giurata, The Sworn Virgin.
Yeah.
For some reason that caught my attention. We'll be right back with our guest right after this, Luca Ceccarelli, on The Life Changes Show.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
Nondescript.
We are sitting here having a great conversation. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I'm sitting here with Mark Legere, our co-host, and our guest, Luca Ceccarelli. And we were going to have Randy Becker on the show. Some emergency has come up, and he will not be able to join us. We thought maybe we can at the very least get him on the phone, but that's not even possible. But we were going to be talking about the Social Impact Conference and Expo, which is put on by Next TV Entertainment, and that was founded by Randy Becker. That is coming up at the Skirball Center June 16th. That was going to be, of course, a very interesting conversation, because Randy has done so much, from the Tony Award-winning play on Broadway, where he also was an award-winning actor and the star, one of the stars of the show. The play actually went on to become a film with him and Jason Alexander, and then he's, of course, he's done so much on TV. So that would have been great, and we look forward to potentially having him on another time to talk about Next TV Entertainment, because that is a venue that is really creating social impact in the sense that it affects people who are out there making changes in the industry. Actually, he's making changes in the industry by putting together directors and producers with new talent and talent that they wouldn't otherwise be exposed to because they come together in conferences like the Social Impact Conference is coming up June 16th. So if you're interested in that, you could go to socialimpactconference.com. and learn more about that particular conference at the Skirball Center on June 16, 2016, this year, just coming up in a couple of weeks. And maybe Randy Becker will be on at some point sharing about that. In the meantime, we've got Luca Ceccarelli here, which is a pleasure. And let's continue a couple more minutes if we can. You know, of course we can, because every time Luca and I have gotten together, we're just like, wow, look at the time, man. 2 hours just went by. And, you know, now, it's like, and I said to him jokingly, it's too bad we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting talking about Randy Becker and the social impact. You know, it really is an exceptional event that I've sponsored over last couple of years. What you find there is like-minded people who are looking for content that has meaning, content that has value. So you have a self-selective audience, so to speak, of, you know, whether it's producers, filmmakers, writers, and the like. What's interesting about that for me is a lot of the films that I selected here are very similar for the Cinefesta Italia.
Interesting.
There's a consistent thread that I've kind of eked out just watching these films. I'm saying, why am I drawn to this one? Why am I drawn to this one? And they're so diverse. And I'm saying, what is it that's unifying these films as a thematic thread? And it's about honesty. It's about honesty to yourself. Finding a way to walk through life with integrity. So you have these tortured characters, tortured by various degrees. It might be you know, personal psychodrama, or it might be external. It might be the conditions of wartime. It might be whatever it might be. You have this deep yearning to find your essence.
Wow.
And once I clicked to this theme, I realized, wow, what an epic year 2015 and 2016 have been for the LGBT communities. For women, you talk about gender equality. You know, it's not that we're just talking about it here in the States. I mean, it's all over Europe. It's all over the world. It's hitting Asia. I mean, these you see it in the news every day. And what I find remarkable is just how resilient and quick on the dime the Italian filmmakers have been to very quickly stand up and voice their opinion.
Wow.
And there's a sensibility there. Which is really, really quite unique.
You know, and one of the things that I like about film festivals and the work that Randy is doing, obviously that leads to this kind of work coming out, right, is that I remember many, many, many years ago when I first went to Italy, and I remember my cousin, I think, took me to the movies, and I'm watching what looks and felt like a documentary. And when we were done, I said, you know, that was more like a learning film. I didn't know how to describe it at the time. I don't even know if I knew the word documentary. And he's like, yeah, this is we. And I said, and the people came to this, like people pay to come see these. He's like, yeah, don't you have these in America? And at the time, like, this is a couple decades ago. Not really. We didn't have these kinds of films in the theater. This is a new phenomenon for us. And so I'm not surprised that the Italians are right on top of these social impact type of concerns, and they're making movies out of it because they were doing it back then. And so I thought to myself, well, I hope it comes to America. I hope we can go to the cinema and watch something. And there isn't a lot of it, but it is happening, and more in the smaller venues that are growing.
Right, absolutely. And you know, when you talk about platform releases that come out in Los Angeles or in the coasts or the bigger cities, you know, these are films that don't hit smaller communities. Now, Santa Fe is a very particular community because there is a sophistication to the palette, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally from the restaurants all the way through to the movie theaters. You have a lot of a number of cinematheques that are playing wonderful films the year out. But you know, coming back to what you're saying, what I find interesting about these films is they're not waving flags and tooting horns. They're really speaking from the heart.
Wow.
In a way that is moving.
Wow.
Even the light comedy, they're all about people trying to find their true essence, trying to find their way and be who they need to be.
Wow. Perfect. We need more of that.
Yes, we need more of that. And so thank you, Luca. I love what you're doing, obviously, and looking forward to supporting it more. And thank you for coming on. Thank you for introducing us to Randy, and look forward to connecting more with him. And also thank you once again to Ramon Govea Gomez for introducing us. I'm enjoying knowing you very much.
Likewise, and I'm very excited for next week. And
oh, is it next week?
It's next week.
Oh, wow. Exciting. So if you want to know more about next week, you can go to Cinefesta Italia. And if you don't know how to spell it, Cine is like Cine.
Cinefesta.
Yeah, Cinefesta, and then Italia.
Cinefesta, Cinefesta Italia.
Italia.org
or .com. We went and got them both.
But if you just put Cinefesta Santa Fe, you'll find it. And you'll get to see Luca there, and you get to see me there, and a lot of great films. And hopefully we'll be able to share a glass of vino together. With that, thank you. Grazie, Luca.
Looking forward to it, and thank you for having me on the show.
Molto piacere. Wonderful to have you on. And in just a few minutes, when we come back, we'll have our musical guest, Alice Austin, on live at Studio NoHo here on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Okay, we're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeune and Luca Ceccarelli, and we are joined in the studio by Alice Austin, who has brought her suitcase.
I also brought a pedal steel player named Charlie. Not necessarily in that order.
Okay. I wasn't planning on introducing you with who brought her suitcase, but I turned around and I see this suitcase. So you'll have to explain that. Anyway, so she is a singer, a songwriter, and a multi-instrumentalist, and she plays a suitcase. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What is this?
The suitcase drum is, it's a thing. It's not my creation. My fiance made it for me, but it's a lot of the old blues guys played them. And it's really handy for busking because you can fit the whole kit inside it. It's not just that it's a bass drum. You can fit the hi-hat in there. And
really?
Yeah. And a lot of people would play it by sitting on top of it so they didn't have to bring a stool. But that's not comfy enough for me, so.
Oh, so it's a bass drum, a stool, and a it fits other things.
Yeah, and you carry everything in it.
Wow. Now, did Charlie come in that, or did?
Pretty much.
No, okay, I'm being silly. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Now, Charlie, you're going to be playing that.
This is a pedal steel guitar.
Yes.
And it has two necks, but playing only one of them tonight.
I've never seen. Do they normally have two necks?
Oh, they have. Some of them have many necks.
Oh, really?
This is an American instrument, purely American.
Wow.
And, mostly in country music, but I don't know if we're doing country or not. But we're
you're
fun.
Not doing country, but you're going to be playing a pedal steel guitar. That's
it's,
neck and
it's
neck.
It's all country.
There you go.
When there's a pedal steel, everything's country.
I guess so.
It's country.
Well, actually, what are we going to be hearing first?
This song is called What If I Don't Go. It's on our release from 2014.
What If I Don't Go?
Yes.
Like
it's a ballad.
It's a ballad. And you were leaving somebody or coming? Go away?
It's about a long-distance relationship from that started before I moved to California that ended. But it was just sort of, you know, when you leave a place and you sort of know it's going to slowly fade out.
So you went.
So I went.
But you weren't sure when you wrote the song if you were going to go or not.
Well, I was sure that I was going to go, but not in a, you know, figuratively. I wasn't sure if I was going to be all there when I left.
Wow. And you got a good song out of it, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's Alice Austin singing What If I Don't Go? Live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
And now I'm waiting to leave you again without
Thank you. Nice.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
That was great. You know, Alice Austin, if you want to know more about her music or get her music or all that, AliceAustinMusic.com is a good place to start, right?
That's right.
And then we have a SoundCloud link on our website for you. And then, of course, you're all over Facebook. Are you on iTunes and all
yes,
that as well?
Yes.
You're all over the place. Okay. So, first of all, thank you for being here. Second of all, thank you for that wink and smile you gave me in the middle of the song. That was like, oh wow, this is so cool. She's awesome and she's cool. That made me blush. Charlie, you didn't wink and smile, but I'm happy you're here too.
Well, we have another song.
Okay, so the music goes from classic rock vibe to Americana. Charlie, I think you're the Americana part of it. Is that it?
I could be.
You could be. Charlie, what's your last name?
Charlie Peterson.
Charlie Peterson. Okay, that's a kind of Americana name. Yeah. Where would we find out more about you?
Well, I play pedal steel here around Los Angeles. I live in Pasadena, and Alice and I met in another band we were in. She was a bass player in that band.
Wow!
And we're having fun, just the two of us. Yeah.
Yeah, she's not kidding when she says multi instrumentalist.
I was trying to figure out how to play the bass with this setup, but it was just I decided that's where I draw the line.
You need another suitcase, a bigger one. So. You know, Alice, before the show, we were talking about changes. And it's interesting that your mind went to past relationships that have ended and now a future relationship, which you're going to get. Can I say it?
Well, yeah, it's a present relationship. I'm getting married.
Towards future.
Yeah, in
marriage.
2 months.
Yes, which is very cool. So your mind went to relationship. You know where my mind went? My mind went to, because you're so awesome, you got signed to a record label. And then the record label went defunct within, 6 months or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, as an artist, it's hard enough to get noticed. You get noticed big time, and then something like that happens. And then did you get a good song out of that one, I hope?
We had already re-recorded a whole album that the label picked up, which was great because we had full artistic control over it. It just never really got off the ground. Ugh. It was a great experience. It really was. I mean, I was a youngster. I'm really lucky I got to do that.
Wow.
And so, you know, it begs the question of why are we making art, you know, when you go through something like that and you think it's going to turn out one way and it turns out another way. And
voila, you have art.
And you have whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do, you can do these
whatever
days.
You make of it. Yeah. Wow. Well, what are we going to hear next?
This song is off our last release, which came out in January, and it's called Under Bright Stars.
Under Bright Stars. Cool. Okay. Well, Under Bright Stars. Here's Alice Austin on the Life Changes Show live at Studio NoHo. Tuning.
One, two, three, four. Off from A to Z. One day late, tell me all you feel. Then take it back, cause it wasn't real. Sometimes a fire, just a spark, keeps me aware that it is dark. When there is too much talk, not enough time to be in your arms. No misunderstanding, I know where you're landing. Under bright stars, what you say is true. All of the love inside of you
not what you say, but what you do. Falling like dust in our bedroom. No misunderstanding. I know where you're landing. Under bright stars. I'll never be like you. Don't get how you live or what you do.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Alice Austin and Charlie Peterson. Alice Austin Music, aliceaustinmusic.com is where people can learn more about you and all over the place.
Yes.
Charlie winked at you. You didn't see it.
I didn't notice.
That he blinked with he winked with two eyes, so it's actually a blink.
Yeah. I missed
double
it.
The fun.
I missed so, it. Yeah. You know, this is gonna sound funny, but I wasn't looking at his face. I was looking at his legs. Now let me explain. Let me explain, because it started off with me looking at, okay, so I took a picture of Alice and the suitcase, and then I thought, wait a minute, where does all that music come from? So yeah, she's got one leg or one foot doing the bass drum, the other foot is doing the cymbals, and she's playing the guitar and she's singing, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot going on over there. I can hardly accompany myself when I'm singing, so at the piano. So then I look over at Charlie, and it's like, well, he's just, you know, he's just using his arms. And then I thought, no, he's actually using his legs. They're like, yeah. They're pedals, yeah. And they're things on the side,
yeah,
that he moves his knees.
Pedals and a
yeah, what's
pedal?
Going on with your knees?
All of these raise and lower certain strings in combination with sliding around with the slide guitar.
Really?
It's quite a thing, yeah.
His feet are going, his knees are going. That's why I miss the wink. All right. So thank you. Where are you going to be next? Because I know you travel all over Southwest. Are you going to be in Santa Fe in June?
I haven't planned on it yet, but it's possible.
Oh,
we're
cool.
We're playing this Friday at the study in Hollywood at quarter of eight.
Okay. Yes. Is that on your website as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, aliceaustinmusic.com. Brent Hahn, thank you so much for introducing us to her and inviting her into the studio and on the show. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much for having
thank
us.
You, very much.
You are both delightful.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you. Well, you're welcome anytime. We had so much fun. So, thank you to Alice Austin and to Charlie Peterson. Mm-hmm. And Luca Ceccarelli, what a pleasure it was to have you on as well. And he just sat there and talked. His arms and legs weren't moving. You know, he had the easy part today. Listen to me.
Well, my hands were gesticulating.
His hands were gesticulating. This is true. All right. So with that, Mark, what were you moving?
Everything.
Definitely to the music, that's for sure.
Certainly smiling.
What a pleasure this show has been. And actually, we should mention, what a pleasure having a guest in our studio audience like has been here, Josh Hayes.
Josh Hayes.
I just got to say that.
It's good to see you, Josh.
Thank you for being here with us. So with that is our show on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Legere, and also on behalf of, with a big thank you to our program manager, Doug Newsom at BBS Radio, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that if your life changes even a little bit like ours did today, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.